Hello, and welcome to This or That, the Would You Rather comedy podcast. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Chris.
Hello.
And Joshua.
Ahoy, ahoy.
Today we're getting the party started with a user-submitted episode. Jen Classic from Twitter is back with a vengeance. With this week's topic, every day, where to work, a Harry Potter robe with wand, or Mickey Mouse ears and a shirt with your name on the front.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So, you know, every day when you go to work, you're either wearing a Harry Potter robe and you're carrying a magic wand, or you're wearing Mickey Mouse ears and your name's on your shirt. So, what we know of Jen from being her Twitter pal is that she seems to go to Disney World a lot. So I have a feeling that it was probably somewhat influenced by that.
Somewhat inspired by that.
Inspired, yeah, absolutely. Anyways, well, what were you saying, Chris?
I mean, okay, Jen Classic. This is a tough one. Okay, automatically, I'm thinking, which one is the least obvious, I guess? Like, you can put a wand in your pocket and no one knows you're carrying a wand. But the robe...
Or you could have a pocket inside your robe. There's plenty of room in there.
Sure, yeah. I'm sure it probably comes with a wand pocket. I mean,
yeah.
Why not? But the robe is hard to hide.
Oh, I feel like the robe is the way to go.
I'm kind of leaning that way, because, like, the Mickey Mouse ears and the shirt with your name on it, that's tough.
Can I wear... Are we talking name tag?
No, it's got your name on it. Like, it's embroidered on there, or...
Can I wear something over this shirt?
I would say you can wear something over it, but... Like, if it's a long sleeve button down, it's got to be open. If it's a cardigan, it's got to be open. You can't completely obscure it, because otherwise that defeats the purpose. Though, admittedly, people are going to see your mouse ears, so...
Right.
When we get to work, can we take the robe off? Because it's like outerwear.
Yeah.
No. I mean, do they take it off in class? Do they wear their robes to class?
I don't know.
I think they wear their robes to class.
I think they do, too.
You can take your scarf off if you've got a sweet striped scarf for your house.
Why would I have a... What? For
my
house?
Because you got to accessorize that bitch. Like, house meaning Gryffindor versus Slytherin versus...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant, like, our house. I was like, our house? Like, we have a custom scarf for our cardboard box of a house? Like,
yeah, because it needs to fucking keep the heat in. Because our house is like a colander. And it will never be fixed. We've quote, renovated it to the point of no return.
Okay, so we can't take the robe off.
Can't take the robe off.
But I will say that, because I'm assuming that this is the way it is with all school uniforms, that there is, and in Japan at least, there's like a summer robe and then there's a winter robe.
Oh, well, Harry Potter was in England. There's no need. They only have like half a season or something.
Well, I will say that
they have, like,
the robe
mud
will adjust
season.
To, yeah, exactly. The robe will adjust to the weather. You'll have a different sets, just like, you know.
Oh, man.
In Japan.
Like when you go out in the summer, you're like, oh, look at that mailman wearing his shorts. No?
Yeah.
Nobody's impressed by the mailman wearing his shorts?
I don't think I've seen a mailman in years.
Oh.
I suppose that's a thing, too.
I assumed robots just gave me mail.
Yeah, so you've got your, like, you know, knee-length, lightweight robe that you wear during the summer, and then you have your full-length, heavier robe that you wear during the fall and winter.
Well, sure, yeah. You know, keep it sporty, keep it warm.
Yeah, keep it weather-appropriate.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think I'm leaning towards robe, just because I think from a distance, like, you're going to be the weirdo no matter what, right? But I think from a distance, a robe can look like a jacket. Whereas Mickey Mouse ears, it only looks like Mickey Mouse ears.
Indeed. They are Mickey Mouse ears. What's your thought, Joshua?
I think robe, because people of our age, it's actually not uncommon to see people in, not full-on Harry Potter garb, but having something related to Harry Potter on them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I see a lot of people with scarves,
Deathly Hallows, like charms and necklaces and stuff like that.
So I feel like the club that you're in is bigger if you just wear the robe. Like, you're less of a weirdo because, well, okay, or you're surrounded by more like weirdos.
Right. And like, I feel like you could much more easily, and I guess this is, you know, we're in Washington, so, you know, kind of far away from Disney type thingies, but I feel like it would be a lot easier to find like a fan group of Harry Potter that you could hang out with without feeling out of place versus like some Mouseketeers fan club.
Well, but you wouldn't need to because it's only at work that you're wearing these.
That's true.
Yeah, and do you need to go into this whole culture now that you're wearing this outfit every day?
I mean, yes, kind of.
You gotta assimilate?
Well, because, okay, here's the thing. If I'm wearing a Harry Potter robe and I'm carrying around a wand, people are going to notice that I work with, right? And they're going to ask me, like, why are you wearing a Harry Potter robe and a wand? And I can't just say, like, I, you know, got outvoted on a stupid podcast. Like, I'm going to have to say, like, oh, I really like Harry Potter. And then I'm going to have facts that, like, back that up.
So you kind of, you're forced to get a certain amount of knowledge because people are going to ask you questions.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
I mean,
yeah, you
Josh,
just got to walk in there and be like, I'm a fucking Jigglypuff or whatever the fuck.
That's Pokemon. But
oh, sorry.
That was close. Josh, you know the people that we work with. And there are definitely people that would be upset with us if we rolled in cosplaying Harry Potter, but were not able to back it up like the bare minimum of information. Especially if we continue doing it. There would be violence.
If I walked in and legit dropped the Jigglypuff line,
oh my God,
there'd be problems.
That's right up there with saying, talking about Luke Skywalker in Star Trek or something. Like, Our office is a bunch of nerds, and they will fucking cut you.
Danielle, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you. Like, mostly because I just don't want to have my name on my shirt.
Why?
Oh, then you know because which shirt is yours.
People that I don't know will call me by my name. I don't like that.
I do.
I remember when I used to work in retail, and I had a name tag. And people that I didn't introduce myself to would call me by my name, and it was just weird. I didn't like it.
What if you just ignore them and pretend your name is something else? And just, you know, if they persist, you're just like, oh, this is the designer, the shirt I'm wearing. This is just her thing.
Yeah, no.
Really? You don't like it? You don't like it when you didn't like it when you had a name tag and people would say your name?
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird.
Is it? Oh.
Is it?
Yeah, it's real weird.
Why is it? I just don't.
For people to say your name? Yeah, it's real weird.
Oh,
well, okay. I thought you were agreeing with Chris. Like,
no,
there was something wrong with it.
I
do
that.
I don't know this person.
But, like, you're wearing a name
tag.
You don't
know me. Yeah, because I was forced to. I'd get in trouble every single day for not putting my name tag on. I'd have to have a manager tell me to put on my name tag.
Sure, but, like, if I know your name, then I'm, and, you know, like, we're ending the transaction, and if I knew your name, I'd be like, oh, thanks, Danielle.
No,
and since
yeah, but
I
did
know
I
your
tell
name,
you my name, or are you reading it off of my breast?
I don't trust that shit.
You have a name tag.
Because I'm forced to.
I don't trust that shit, I'm telling you.
But like we have a, that's a.
Like someone walks up and says my name and they like put their hand on my shoulder. I'm like, I know what you're doing. You've seen some YouTube clips of some Tony Robbins or something. Fuck off.
Tony Robbins isn't...
Isn't he a motivational speaker guy?
He is he's the very tall motivational speaker guy.
Okay, I thought, like, you were talking about, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, pickup lines or something.
No.
Like, putting your hand kind on
of,
my shoulder.
Kind of, like, the business power moves kind of thing. Like, I know what you're fucking doing. Get that shit out of here.
Okay, just for the record, I'm not doing power moves on the waitress with a name tag. I'm just trying to be a little personable, but apparently
it's bullshit.
Okay, I'm a little.
You learned your place, power bottom.
Oh, that's right. That is not a hockey position.
It's totally a, that's totally a position in hockey. And, Danielle, what are you thinking? You don't want a name tag, so you're
thinking
Harry Potter.
That with the way that my team performed in the playoffs, that there are a bunch of power bottoms on my team. I look terrible in hats. I was actually out. I went for a hike up a mountain last weekend, if you can believe it. I didn't realize the hike would be up a mountain, or I wouldn't have said hi. I thought we were going to walk through the woods, but 227 flights of stairs later on my Fitbit, I was like, I'm at the top of a mountain. Anyway, I was wearing a baseball cap, and I even mentioned to somebody how terrible I look in hats. Now, my girlfriends tell me I look good in hats, but they're trying to assuage me. Anyway, I look bad in hats. That's the moral of this story.
Jesus, that was a great story. I like the part
where
it ended.
I don't want my name on my shirt. I don't want to wear a hat. I can do whatever I want with the wand. I'll fucking bedazzle that shit. I'll put a Hello Kitty head on it. I'll be like, this is going to fucking dragon heart stricken it, fuckers.
What? If you have a Hello Kitty head on it, how are you going to shoot the magic out of it?
Yeah.
It's going to be on the handle. The handle will be the Hello Kitty. I need something to grip onto.
They have handles? Aren't they just sticks?
It is a handle. It's 100% handle.
Jesus! That's like saying a butter knife is all handle. That is not true.
No, there's the blade part and then the handle part.
A wand isn't just like a dowel.
It's
got a shape to it. It's got texture to it. It's got a dragon heartstring inside. What are you doing?
It is a stick, lady.
It's not like a... Oh my God. Anyway, I'm going to bedazzle up that handle and I'll put it in my special pocket in my fancy custom robe because you know I'm going to be wearing the prettiest fabrics.
All right. Well, I don't share your enthusiasm because that's weird.
Well, we're fucking stuck with it.
I'm picking Harry Potter. I'll probably get like a cape that's like, not a cape, robe. It's like sensible on the outside, but then on the inside, it's like wild, crazy graphics.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's exciting. The little party in the lining.
Yeah. Ooh, maybe it'll be like it opens it up and it's like a big galaxy or something.
Yeah. Maybe on the days I'm feeling really sexy, I won't wear anything under it.
Ooh, oh, shit.
I'm kidding.
You know you're going to work, right?
You know you're going to work, right?
Yeah, I just corrected myself. I just realized, oh, I'm at work. I'm going to look stylish, though. I'm going to have this shit tailored. I'm going to add, like, some crochet trim. I'm going to be like Luna Lovegood. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I do not associate crochet or that character with stylish, but let's just go for it.
And Joshua, you're going to be robing it up?
Yeah, I'm going to be robing it up. And I'm going to be robing it up, and I'm going to keep the wand in the pocket at all times. I'm never taking it out.
Never. No one will know I have a wand. It will always be in there.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of disappointing.
Is it?
I'm going to be really enthusiastic about my wand. I'm going to use it to poke people.
Definitely sounds like you're talking about a penis.
That is not the case, but that's fine. All right. Sounds like we're, I almost said anonymous. We're unanimous. How exciting. We all agree.
We all agree.
Have you ever taken the Pottermore quiz, Chris? Do you know what house you're in?
Oh, yeah. I'm Hufflepuff all the way.
What are you, Joshua?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. He's probably a Jigglypuff.
Probably.
It may come as a surprise to all the listeners who appreciate my pure heart, but I am a Slytherin.
What,
what in case anyone was interested in.
What are the four houses in the American school in the Fantastic Beasts movie?
There's cheesy fries, and then
there's poutine.
It's not a Canadian school.
They migrated. Oh. It's a exchange program.
And then there's Four Loko. That's the four house.
Yeah.
Only in fucking America. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed dressing up like Harry Potter or being part of the Mickey Mouse Club. Which would you choose? You can email us at tiertpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us @tiertpodcast, or pop on by our Facebook page to say hello. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing